That's how I knew your mom was the coolest fucking person ever.
Oh, yeah.
When she comes downstairs, right? And she, like it's obviously sleet over the ground. She's seeing us pack and up the car. And the first question isn't did you defrost the car? It isn't, do you have the keys? It isn't, like, XYZ's atheist. Did you get the beer?
Oh, really?
And that's how I knew your mom was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, she had her priorities straight.
She was right. She made sure all the essentials were in the vehicle. So, yeah, my mom was cool. Shout out to my mom.
We already did that. I know. We already have the soundbite. I don't need that soundbite anymore.
And from now on, she's the new sponsor of everything. Just purely.
Not my dad's closet.
No, my dad's closet is also a proud sponsor of us.
Be glad you came out.
I'm glad you came out. Yeah, it's so good. Episode 17, Power Cycle Podcast.
Did you check?
I did not check.
I'm gonna
but
check.
I think it is 7. I want to say 17.
Well, we skipped the week, though.
We did.
I put 16th on the file, but I didn't check either.
Okay, so...
I didn't check. We're going to find out now.
I'm interested. I think...
Ah, it's 17. You got it.
Okay. Nice. Now I'm learning what actual episode we're on. But we should introduce ourselves. I am Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles.
And welcome to the Power Cycle Podcast. This is the official intro. We are now officially
this is the official intro.
In
sponsored by us.
Us. Okay. Sponsored by Yen. We sponsor our own videos.
Yeah. How am I gonna label the channel trailer? I think I'm just gonna make it like, hold on, let me see some behind the scenes.
Can you be like, so what is Yen? Or like, welcome to Yen.
No,
or
I think I'm just gonna do like that.
Your Entertainment Network?
Yeah.
And just, oh, like, I like the emphasis on your.
Yeah.
I like that, the emphasis.
I think that's what we do. Yeah. I think that's going to be it.
I like
Do you want to promote this? Do you want to pay money to promote this?
We can, yeah. We can do that.
Yeah, let's talk about that after.
Okay. I have $10.
So you have $10?
That gets us like...
I also have $10.
That can get us like 20 days. It's $1 a day.
Well, no, I meant on YouTube, not Facebook.
Oh, I don't know how to do on YouTube.
Well, I can do it. It's like, we'll talk about later. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know you could do that. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right,
you just makes it an ad, basically.
But, so, what was I doing this weekend? So, I was watching Mark, my roommate.
He
plays Destiny 2. Right?
Okay, go on.
So, Destiny 2, I think, is this weird game.
Is he playing on PC?
Right? He's playing on PC.
Okay, cool.
So, Destiny 2 is this weird game, and Destiny 1 as well.
I don't know if you heard of this game. It's called Destiny.
Yeah. Well, no, so...
It's really out there.
Destiny is a game that I refuse to play. I refuse to sit down and play it.
This is true. You rather play Airborne.
But I am very fascinated by it. I like it. Like, I
are you fascinated by the game or the culture around the game?
No, I like the game. Like, I watch it. I spent, like, 2 hours, say, kind of watching this person talk about it and play it just because it's a game that's very fast. Because I was watching that, and Call of Duty World War II just came out. And I was watching in gameplay.
But does it really come out if the servers are down like half
that's
the
time? That's true, yeah. But I was watching the campaign because I like the campaigns. And it was very interesting because both games were very similar to me in the idea of they are very... I want to use the word safe. That's where I'm like... I was watching the Call of Duty campaign. I was like, wow, like...
I'm confused, but go on.
But like, I was like watching it. I was like, this is good. Like, it's a good Call of Duty game. It's a good story. It's good, but I didn't want it. I didn't want to buy it. I didn't want to sit down and buy it just because it was. I was like, it's Call of Duty. Like, they didn't do anything. They didn't take a step forward. They didn't, you know, they didn't say, oh, let's reinvent this, you know, Call of Duty genre. It was purely like, here is Call of Duty again. Here, I felt like it was meant to be more. And Destiny was kind of the same thing. Where I look at Destiny, I'm like, this game is good. Like, the universe is cool. Like, I want to like it. But it's almost like Bungie won't let me like it. They're like, they just don't. It's almost like to think that they made Halo, and then they made
now I get what you're
saying. Then they made Death. Like, to think that that person made the same thing is incredible to me. Mm. Like, the fact that you go from literally like one of the most, you know, famous, you know, trademark, like you know, like the everyone knows Halo. Like,
knows Halo.
People who don't play video games know Halo, and for them to go from that,
one of the best marketing campaigns. Yes. Why?
To Destiny, I'm like, I just look at it. I'm like, I know this is good. I like, I love looking. Like, I want to play it. I want to sit down and play Destiny, but I know it's not worth like playing. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I think that's what's happening. I want to talk about that kind of with gaming in general, where I feel like, because I think a lot of people right now are like, oh, gaming's dying, which is not. But what I'm saying is like, I look at a game like Destiny 2 and Call of Duty World War 2, where these two games that kind of played it safe, And this new game, you know, Super Mario Odyssey just came out, and my friends can't shut up about it. They're like, it's the best game I've played in years.
I'm going to say a very controversial statement.
Do you not like it?
Someone that has not played it outside of, like demoing. They had it at a store, and I was like, oh, I'll play a little bit now. But, like, based on the opinions I got from that and from talking to people who have played it and beat it, I'm going to say it is the worst mechanic 3D Mario game.
In the sense that you don't like that. Yeah, I heard the hat.
The hat is the not that it's bad. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard the hat's okay.
But it's the least strongest in terms of what it does to the gameplay when you're comparing it to, like, Flood.
Yeah.
Or, like, the stuff that Super Mario Explorer.
From a lot of what I've read, it's just very obvious that you're supposed to use the hat.
There's no skill involved.
But even that, like, that's, like, think about that. That's the one thing that, like, people are, like, saying. People are, like, you know, the hat, the new mechanic that they're trying... You know, wasn't...
The new mechanic they're trying is imagination. That's the mechanic.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that you have the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, like, these are the two biggest consoles, and yet the Switch is coming out, and every game that I hear about that comes out on the Switch, people are like, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like, they're making fun. And I think that's what Nintendo does so well, is they just try. Like, you know, they take risks, which is why, like, the Switch in itself is a risk. Like, that idea. And it's selling, like, people are... I was just reading an article. People are like, buy a Nintendo Switch instead of the Xbox One X. And I think it's because
of... way on the XL.
Yeah. And when I look at games like Call of Duty War 2, I look at it and I go, you could have been something. You could
have
been...
Jack, we have to break the fourth wall real quick. We didn't do a sync point. Anyway, you're saying...
I was... you know, I look at Call of Duty War 2 and I look at Destiny 2. I look at these two games from, you know, two big companies, two big developers. And I go, why are you... playing it safe? Why are you not? And to me, it just says, you know, I'm not saying that gaming is dying, but the issue is when a game like Cuphead just sold like millions of over a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
The game is it's a shoot 'em up. It's not like doing anything new, but the animation is so good. It's imaginative. Right,
that's
it's
what
fun.
It's doing. That's what's doing it.
That's what I'm saying. I play Cuphead. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so exciting. I'm having fun. Like, I'm actually interested in playing this game. I'm telling people about it. I was playing XCOM 2 this week. I just bought it, and
how'd the UFO go?
I won, but I had to restart again, and I lost later. I've lost 9 times. I've restarted my game 9 times, but I love it because it's completely different than the first one. In the first one, you're defending against the aliens because, you know, you're playing the defender role, and in the second one, you're playing almost the, you know, an attacker aggressor role. You know, it's a completely different setting and environment. And to me, it's like they could have given me XCOM 2,
right,
and been the exact same game that the first one was, maybe like an extra character, an extra whatever. But no,
just a little bit more depth.
Yeah, but this one, they're like, okay, aliens took over. You're now a resistance, so you're like a terrorist group. The map's different.
And that changes the way you play it, too.
Exactly. And to me, it was like, wow, you could have just given me XCOM 2 and moved on. But you gave me a different game in the universe. And I feel like that's what, you know, I think Halo did that. Like, Halo 1, 2, and 3 are all different games. They do different things. They add stuff to the story. They add stuff to the universe. And that's, like, when I'm looking at Destiny, I go, what are you doing with this? And, like, I look at any game that's coming out, like, any big budget game. Like, to me, Call of Duty War 2 is, like, if that's the biggest game of the year, that says something. Because even though you can have these indie games like Cuphead, the question is, I play Cuphead. But, you know, the average gamer isn't going out and getting Cuphead. You know, people who like games are getting Cuphead. People who like games are playing, like, the games like The Witcher. Like, these games where people are like, they're the best. I'm like, I know that. I know that they're good. But the issue is, if The Witcher, if, you know, not Witcher, but Cuphead, if Cuphead isn't selling as much as Call of Duty World War II, that tells you something. If Call of Duty is selling, you know, millions of copies day one, and not even change.
That's brand recognition, son.
It is, and that's what it is. Like, every 10-year-old is like, give me Call of Duty without even a second thought.
That's the worst thought, too.
Yeah, and Battlefield, like, even Battlefield 1 set a nice trend of, you know, changing the setting. But I feel like it's still kind of, I feel like that same thing. It realized that it goes, okay, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, like, you know, gaming was getting bigger. Like, games were really catching on.
I would make the argument that it is Battlefield 1 is a little bit exceptional. It's like half and half. Because in the sense that they, in the span of the new, what is now Battlefield, over like since like Battlefield 3 onward, basically, they haven't done that with older time period stuff, which is a whole new monster of like, okay, we need to retackle all this stuff. Even though they did it before with stuff like with the older Battlefields, they can't use any of that. Like, they have to actually go in and like learn how to design for older weapons. You know, I'm giving them a little bit of a
sure. Pass. But when I played Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4, I felt like I was playing, like if you didn't play Battlefield, you would get your butt kicked. Like I used to play Call of Duty more than I played Battlefield. And when I was playing Battlefield 3, when I first started like transitioning into Battlefield, I got my butt handed to me. It was a different play style. It was this whole thing.
It did the weird thing where you play the beta, and you're fine because there's so many other randos playing the beta.
Exactly.
And then you get the game, and then you're just getting your ass fucking handed to you.
But when I played Battlefield 1, I said, I felt like the depth was brought down because I feel like, you know, they said, okay, you know, Battlefield 3 was popular, but now gaming is very mainstream. People are all over this World War One thing. Let's bring it down a notch so that anyone can play. Let's bring it down a little bit. I think Star Wars Battlefront was the same thing. Star Wars Battlefront could have been this very unique Star Wars
Battlefront
game.
Yeah, Battlefront, I agree with you.
And they just bring it back. They're like, okay.
It's like an arcade shooter. But I would argue Battlefield 1 also lends into the fact that this is a simpler warfare.
True. Okay, I mean, I admit to that.
But yeah, I have no disagreements with a Battlefield 1.
I'll say like...
A Battlefront 1.
If the next Battlefield comes out, and
by the way, I'm buying Battlefront 2 now because they pseudo fixed the loot crate, so I feel okay.
They pseudo fixed,
so they made it so that you can't like. So the biggest problem was that they're taking most stuff out of the boxes.
Oh wait, they're making the
and making it progression based,
and the highest ones aren't in the boxes, right? You have to like earn your.
The biggest problem was that you could take the stuff in the boxes and grind them into materials to get other things, which actually did make it pay to win.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from just the fact that it's tied to loot boxes, not progression. But now that's out of there too, and most of the stuff is out of there and tied back to progression. So, I think I'm going to buy it on PC now.
Okay.
I really love that gameplay was too good. That was everything I wanted out of Star Wars.
Even Battlefront 2, like, I'm hoping when Battlefront 2 comes out, like, they were showing some of the hero gameplay, and it's still, like, the same kind of 10 core heroes from, like, Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's just kind of, like, my issue with these big, you know, the big budget games, like, the games are like, okay, this is where we're going to make our money. And I think it's kind of the same thing with movies. Is, you know, yes, there are, I work for the film, yes, there are artsy movies. I saw a bunch of artsy movies the last 2 weeks because I worked for a film festival. I was seeing cool movies that were interesting and fun, but I also realized, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm seeing it. The 40 people who are also in this theater are seeing it because everyone in here is a movie lover. But the issue is, if the average person on the street isn't willing to go see these weird movies, it doesn't matter because the movie industry isn't going to change because of your movie.
Right.
Unless... 8 million, millions of people go see it because so like Captain America is going to make $1 billion. You know, The Square, which is this indie film I saw, which I loved, is going to not nearly make anything near that. So I feel like the industry would just disregard it and be like, look, that's not where we want
to
go.
I find it interesting how like platforms like Steam though then shoulder that responsibility and a little less so now, but like in the beginning they did it a lot more seriously. Even the Nintendo Marketplace actually does it pretty well from what I hear with the indie games. Whereas, like, for films, we have, like, Fathom Events and,
Fathom Events is just weird. Like, I feel like I hear about those events, but I feel like they're very hard to find. Like, they're very...
Tied to, like, certain, like, theater chains. Do, like, AMC does it. So, like, the one down here actually does it. Fathom Events. No, there's another one, though... Can't remember. There's another big one too, but like that being that thing, we're like, oh, people are finding alternatives to get it out there. But even those alternatives, Steam's a bad example because Steam kind of cornered the marketplace. But even those alternatives can't get like out there. They can't get that like.
I like Steam in the sense like Steam is nice because again, you know, basically to me, it's nice because a developer can sell their game for like $1 and get people buying it or give it out for free. Whereas on the Xbox marketplace, it's a bit more. Like, I think the issue with me is, like, it's very, very rarely does Xbox give you, like the Steam Summer Sale. Like, that whole thing is ridiculous. Like, the way you can buy games on there, like, it's incredible. Where you can just buy, you know, a game, you can buy a collection of games for, like, $1. You know
what I mean? I'm just curious what's on the front page of Steam right now.
And so what I'm trying to get at is, you know, if gaming, I feel like, wants to, and I think it's very similar to the esports we're talking about, you know, like, video games and, you know, any entertainment industry is going to cater to what's big. It's going to, you know, cater to what people are buying. But I think the issue is, you know, you don't know what people are going to buy next. You don't know what people want. You know, when the iPhone came out, people were like, it's going to suck. You know, no buttons. That's dumb. Yada, 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 yada. And now everyone it's one of the best-selling products of all time. You know, that's how I feel about, you know, any game. Like, you know, I was so afraid that Cuphead wouldn't sell. Because I'm like, okay, well, if Cuphead doesn't get bought, you know, this
yeah, idea, but they got so much press at E3 that it was,
I
like,
agree. Which is
it was
nice.
Never going to fail. It was never going to fail. Unless the game wasn't done.
Like, I pitched Cuphead. I'm like, this game, it's $20. Like, that's ingenious. $20 for
still
that game.
Still haven't bought it.
Like, it's an incredible deal. You should get it. It's an incredible deal. And if it goes down in price, it's a must buy. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there a way to get these indie games into view? Like, is there a way for kind of, like, if Call of Duty War 2 is going to be the game, like, people play that game, and they're like, my friends are like, this is the best Call of Duty ever. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, what does the best Call of Duty mean? Like, it's not better than Modern Warfare. It's not better than Modern Warfare 2. Like, we all know that. Like,
yeah.
Like Modern Warfare and Modern...
That's why I really hate those. Like, every year, the best Call of Duty ever is like, the sales don't say that.
Like, Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 are two completely different games.
Yeah.
I think Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, kind of different games. But, like, Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty Black Ops, completely different.
Yeah.
Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2, completely different games.
Black Ops and Black Ops 2 are more different than Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2.
I think, to me, Black Ops 2...
The only ones that are actually really similar is Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, so those are the only two where I felt like there wasn't a big
change. A little bit of phone in.
But for me, like, Black Ops 1 and 2 are the last good Call of Duties. Black Ops 2 is the last good Call of Duty. I love Black Ops 2. I played it all the time.
Well, Black Ops 3 was good. I mean, Modern Warfare 3 was good.
I think it was good, but I felt like, yeah, again, it kind of was just
not
like,
Black Ops 3.
Because I think Modern Warfare 3 is kind of like, okay, we'll just, you know, let's do it again and, like, make it work.
Yeah, but it was still good.
It was good. Like, that's just like, to me...
The story was also really good. Here's the thing, like, the multiplayer might have been around, though, but the story for 3 was actually, like, really sweet. Like, I love that ending.
I mean, I bought Modern Warfare 3 just to see how, like, it ended.
Right,
like,
and that's what I'm saying. That speaks a lot, even if the gameplay
but
is...
But think about how you thought about Call of Duty then. And think about how you think about it now. It's incredible.
The other difference is that I didn't get an Xbox until the end of World War II. So my first Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. So not counting me playing World at War on the fucking Wii. The first Call of Duty I went and got was... Well, dude, World War on the Wii was sweet. If there's any servers left up, we are going to play that game. That game is sweet.
I heard it's really weird on the Wii.
It's so weird, but it's so much fun. Because I didn't use the gun attachment. I had a rifle that I had from a hunting game on the Wii. So I had, like, a full fucking stock rifle.
I was playing Medal of... So there's Medal of Honor Heroes 2 on the Wii, which is the weirdest game I've ever played, because the main game, like, the campaign, is, like, you know, like, arcade shooters where, like, you just... It's like a cabinet.
Sure.
Like, that's the campaign, right?
Okay, sure.
So the campaign is, like, this arcade, like, cabinet shooter. But then it comes with, like, a full multiplayer where, like, you're walking around the map, like, shooting each other.
Same map, though?
Yeah. No. But, like, it's 12 maps. It's fully, like...
No, but it's the same game. Like, it's not, like, a different game.
Yeah, it's the same game. So, to me, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, that's...
Like, you have this weird arcade shooter, and the multiplayer is, like, a fully fledged multiplayer. It's the weirdest thing
I've
ever played.
So, the point I am making is that I did play a lot of Modern Warfare 2 on, like, local play, but the first Call of Duty I actually, like, got to get from, like, release and play it through was Black Ops.
Yeah, but
which was a great one to start.
Like, I remember when Black Ops was, like, coming out, and I was like,
no, that's what I'm saying. I remember that's the first experience I had.
Yeah, and I remember people saying, like, I remember when Black Ops came out, people were like, oh man, Call of Duty is, like, losing its edge. I love Black Ops. That was
Black
great.
Ops is great. Anyone who said that is, dude, it has some of the best maps in the entire franchise.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, I remember when those games came out.
RC car, bitches.
I love the RC car. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I have these, it's not like I don't like Call of Duty. Like, I don't like it now. But I look at those old ones, I'm like...
You don't like how stagnant it is.
Yeah, I think that's it's fascinating that such a big game... Like, that was one of the first games I ever played in my life. Like, I remember, like, playing it as, like, a 10-year-old. I'm like, whoa, like, Call of Duty is, like, the game. Like, this is, like, the quintessential, like, gaming game I want to play. And to see
that... Oh, man, Hell of Muddy has fallen. That RC car from the Prestige Edition only goes for, like, $30 now.
Does it really?
Crazy.
That's so
sad. That thing was such a buy. That was, like, such, like, a thing people wanted.
Like, it had the good... That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird to watch. And even Halo is the same thing now. Like, people look at Halo, like, Halo 5, and they're like,
Don't remind me what happened to my child.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, Halo 3 to me, I was like, that's where it ended. Like, Halo 3 was the end of it.
No, Reach
was the end of it.
But here's the thing, right? People don't like Reach because it was different. At least it tried... I did like what they did with it. But even if you're your hater, at least it tried something. Like, Halo 4 is different in the sense that it tried to, like, replicate and then make it new but still do the same. Whereas Reach is like, you know what? Let's actually do some new things. Like,
yeah, here's why I like Halo Reach is I didn't like it as much as 3, but to me, like, trying to top 3 is ridiculous.
I like it for different reasons. I like the multiplayer in Reach more, but that's because, like, it was really... They realized how big Sandbox was after 3 came out,
to me,
so
like,
they couldn't do much.
I think it's really cool to watch to play 3 and to play Halo Reach, because I think both capture multiplayer at the time. I think both are, like, you can look
they,
at...
They led multiplayer.
Yeah, like, you can look at both of them and be like, how has multiplayer changed?
Like,
and you can see, like, the move towards that,
like,
XP
playing
ranking.
Halo, here's what I realize now, actually, being a PC gamer now. Like, Halo 3 and Halo Reach multiplayer was basically like playing a PC game. Because you could just do everything in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you could just do everything. You could play fucking Jenga. Like,
yes.
You could literally do anything you wanted. Like,
it's so fascinating to watch these series. And to me, it's so interesting to look at Call of Duty and to look at the... Like, people like Destiny 2. People are like, Destiny 2 is great. And I look at Destiny 2.
I don't disagree with that.
And I'm like, it's good. Yeah, but I'm like, it's not... I remember hearing about Destiny years ago and being like, what is this game going to be? And to look at what it could have been to what it is, I think it's kind of like, oh, man. And like, I feel like that's how a lot of games are now, where I look at them, at least the mainstream ones, where I look at them and I'm like, oh, man, like, should I put in this money? Should I, you know, because I feel like there's just this, there isn't a premium on effort anymore. It's a premium on...
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's a premium on how do I... Yeah, because we talked about before, is, you know,
there's a premium on the returns,
yes,
and not a premium on the work.
Like, because to me, I look at Destiny 2, I'm like, if you had made, if you put, let's say you want to scrap everything from Destiny 1, you're like, okay, look, we'll go.
Let's say we just made Halo, but didn't call it Halo.
Yeah, let's just make this cool.
Except for no.
Like, because I was watching Mark play, and I'm like, well, you know, how is the RPG elements? He's like, it's good. Like, it's a big improvement on the first one. I'm like, it better be a big improvement on the first one. Like, the first one didn't really.
The problem is, though, it also has to be tied to console still. I think that's what that's what holds back the RPG elements to the nth degree.
Like, I do look at Destiny, I go, like, this is a very PC. Like, it looks like a PC game. It looks like a built.
That's
because
he's playing it on the PC. It's built for consoles.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah, because the original one's only on consoles.
I'll say, for me, it's the
menus.
And
the PC version for 2 came out a month after. It literally just came out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I never understood why console games would use a cursor, and, like, Destiny uses a cursor. I'm like, is that meant to be for a PC
thing? The console uses a cursor because it wanted to play into the RPG elements harder, and that's about as far as you can go. Like, it's, like, not as, like, fluid, but...
Man, it does look nice, but... And it's just, like I said, I'm trying to think, like, when I'm playing...
And then No Man's Sky stole the entire HUD from it, basically.
Yeah. Like, when I play, and that's what it is, when I play
I'm a
XCOM...
fucking hater.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you can hate on No Man's Sky. But, like, so when I... that's another
classic example. How many views do I have for hating on No Man's Sky? And by hating, I mean reporting the actual news.
I think we're like 30 now.
Hold on.
I think, let me see where we're at.
Here we go. Ready?
30.
Fucking almost 27.5.
That's incredible.
27,000.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that when you Google Sean Murray apology, we are higher than Machinima.
Are we really?
I think we're above them.
Let's fucking go! Wait, hold on. No, we need to do a signed out. Because it doesn't count when we're signed in.
It doesn't. Oh, maybe that.
We'll, yeah, because it, like, takes your bias into the trend. Like, not your bias, but, like, what you would normally watch.
Okay, then maybe not. We'll see.
And I haven't watched Machinima in fucking years because that company went way downhill. Except for ATC. Shout out to Rick and, Elliot and Ricky. Those guys are the real
all right, we're going to find out.
Oh, his name is Sean, not Murray.
I remember I was trying to tell Mark about it, and I kept saying Sean Spicer apology, and it was not coming up.
Man, I can't wait to have time to do news again. Oh, let's fucking go! You can't see it, but it's on the top. You do it at home. Fucking there.
We don't have more views. And I was like, okay, no.
We have more views.
Here's the thing, right?
Our tags are so good, and our watch through is so good that we're ranked higher than
everyone else
that has more views.
And that's Sean Murray apology. That's a solid, like, type.
That's one of my favorite thumbnails, too. It's not even that complicated of a thumbnail. Not my best shooting. The lighting was not great that day.
And you're wearing the same shirt.
I am wearing the same shirt.
That is the funniest thing, just to see us above Michelle. I bet they Google that, like, who are these guys? Who's these Yeti
people? I want to see if we beat them to it. I don't know, because I know I posted this, like, day off. So this was on 28th, and theirs was on 22nd. No, they beat it by. They beat us.
I think my favorite part of filming...
Oh wait, no. This is even the same thing. This is a whole different story.
Well, either way, so you're still above them.
Yeah, I don't know. Regardless,
I remember that's
what you call tagging. That's what you call good thumbnails, good titling. That's what you call good fucking reporting.
Journalistic integrity
that we don't even do anymore. But I want to do it.
Yes.
I want to.
I remember
we have literally a teleprompter sitting right over here, and scheduling and stuff does not work out.
I remember we would do the news I remember back in my day. I remember we would always be 3 hours behind the no. Like three. It would be like.
I would literally be exporting. I would like, literally be exporting our video, and a no would beat us by like literally like 40 minutes. Yeah. Like, I'm like, God damn it!
It's incredible. It was so like interesting to be like. Like this little channel, like on like the cutting, like the forefront of like the current news, and to be like, we gotta beat the now, like shit. It's like one of those like intense political dramas. Like
also like the, also the fact that like we one of our stories would always be at least a day behind because we shoot two in a day. Remember?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So like one of them, we'd always be like, okay, what's the story that isn't hard hitting news and is just cool news? Okay, that one we do the next day.
And like I said, we were on that one website. What was it?
I don't remember. I can't find it. We were on a website.
That's pretty funny. Our faces
man,
just popped
man
up.
Dances. Yeah, we've done like three stories on that guy too now. Until
yeah,
keeps doing it, man. Love him.
But I think like
anyway, we got really off topic.
Yeah, it happens. But yeah,
you were about to go on about how No Man's Sky.
Like No Man's Sky is a game where like I remember like watching it, and the guy was like, "I got to the center of the galaxy," and then just like spit him back out. Is he get a new one? To me, I would have broken that disc in half. I would
destroy
him.
And like even if you didn't do that, like not only can you not find your bases, but now you definitely can't find your bases.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do that, you can still not find your bases.
And that to me, it's just one of those things where like, I sit down, and I go.
That game just like felt like the biggest vaporware ever. Like I hear it's really good now. I hear it's actually like pretty good now with all the updates. But like man, like once I saw how the ending was, I was just like, this is legit vaporware. Like this is just literally vaporware.
Like I think like a game like you know this whole like the Star Citizen, like they still release gameplay of it. Like if that game doesn't come out for 10 years, to me that's fine. Like I don't mind waiting for it. Whereas, you know, a game like No Man's Sky comes out that gets the internet all excited and it just doesn't live up to expectations. I just sit there and I go, why would you, like, why, what did you see? Like, when they did that, like, they knew when you get to the center, it just spits you back out again. And when that happened, how do you sit down and you just go, okay, yeah, that's fair. Like, that sounds like what they want. When, like, when they do the one thing I say they can't do, it's like, you'll never get to the center. And I get there and it just spits you out. Like, oh, come on, dude. You could put, like, anything in there. That's what you put in there. Or like when the two people were in like the same part of the universe but like, weren't there. Like, I'm like, to me, I'm like, come on. Like, how do you mess that up? Like, how do you...
Wasn't it messed up that you just weren't able... You're just not allowed to do it.
Yeah, but like he kind of was like,
no,
oh,
nothing
yeah.
was messed up. You were just never supposed to be able to do it and they just like lied.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, to me, like,
when man, that was a simpler time. You know, we would... Back then, we would come home and the only thing we'd be mad about is like what Sean Murray lied about.
Yeah.
And now I gotta worry about what our president lied about. And it's
yeah,
like,
it's the whole thing. But...
Sean Murray is a secret strategist of the Trump campaign. That's what it yes. is. That's it. We solved it. We solved that'd be, everything.
That'd be incredible.
And you know what? We caught him. We did it. Oh, he's still president. I fucking love that. That has got to be one of the best John Oliver bits ever. Like,
oh, dude, yeah.
We fucking got him. We got him.
Honestly, I do enjoy, like, I think it's very interesting that this time that we're in where I feel like no longer do I want things that are good. I look for things to complain about. Like, I feel like
I was about to, like, I was like, what?
Like, I feel like we
what?
Get, like, I get more enjoyment out of, like, Call of Duty World War II. Like, the servers being down, I'm like, yeah.
I'm
like,
sorry,
eat a
but
dick.
I gotta roast you.
Yeah, like, eat a dick, Call of Duty. Like, your servers are down. Like, I look forward.
And they're like, for $5 more, we'll eat that dick.
Yes. Like, I look forward to things going wrong more so than, like, it's almost like I feel like it's like the cynicism that was on the internet is now like seeping in to real life. Like the internet cynicism is now becoming a part of like our daily lives.
Yeah.
And I think it's affecting like almost, I think it's affecting everything. I feel like it's affecting, and I think it's also at a weird time where like gaming is making so much money, movies are making so, like even the movie industry is going through some turmoil right now, and
tumultuous.
Like it's just a whole lot going on. And
Affleck says he's going to donate his residuals to the Women's Foundation now.
Okay.
I don't know if he would have did it if anyone else didn't pressure him into it, but he's doing it now. So but there you go.
It's I hope that, you know, with each Cuphead, like when Cuphead sells a million, hopefully that says to me and to other people, like, hey, you're
there's
right.
been a lot of like unique games coming out though.
Oh, of course.
Like I hear Golf Story is really good.
Yeah. Like I these games again, I think a lot of people do are I think there are people who are one side and they're like, gaming is the worst it's ever been, and like they're like, oh, because Call of Duty War 2. I'm just on the side of, yes, there are games coming out, like there are great games coming out, there always will be great games coming out, and people aren't getting less creative. The issue is, it's now harder to get that, you know, $100 million investment into your game without, again, we talked about where, like, they go, ooh, look at this cool idea you have. They can you put in a 100-person, like, battle part where y'all kill each other, like, PUBG?
Yeah.
Because like, PUBG is a new thing, man, like, PUBG. And, like, that's to me, like, that's what my issue is. Like, even...
It's like, kind of like the Disney problem where Disney just, like, Disney has such brand recognition at this point.
Yeah.
That, like, if it's making something, it can't just be profitable. It needs to make a shit ton of money.
But I would say,
like, that's the reason, Disney Infinity got closed down, basically. It's, like, it's not that it wasn't profitable. It's just like, oh, it's like, it's great, it's good, but it's not great. So, we're gonna make something great, we're done with this.
Yeah, like, when, I think it's also an issue of, like, what EA owns so many franchises, so many, you know, IPs.
Yeah, they do.
Where,
yeah,
they where own, if one company owns all
own
of them.
A lot of franchises, yes, that I care about, yeah.
It sucks, so it sucks when they, when you have
they
this.
They Need for Speed, I think they have Need for Speed.
They do, yes, they do, absolutely, because it's on EA Access.
I'm gonna check real quick. Oh, okay, well,
all right. But... when you play, so that's what I mean, when you have these this one company that owns all these franchises, it can very easily turn into, okay, everyone, make your game in a year, make your game in a year,
hey,
make
for
your
speed.
Game in a year.
I like the game. Can you insert a 100 car battle royale smash across the city?
Yeah, give like a 100 player PUBG going on where you start off in a car.
Like
you
just
cars.
In the car the whole time. You pick up maybe like mountain guns and whatever,
yeah.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's, I think.
Can we just re-release Carbon? Carbon and Underground 2, just give us HD remasters. God, those games are so good.
I never played. I played the new one's fun. The newest one.
I haven't played it.
That's on. Yeah, it's me and my roommate. I'm a freshman year. We played it for like 8 hours straight. Just like sat down, just like played all of it.
Carbon's definitely my favorite because that was real. That's what I call pod racing. It's Carbon.
Man. I remember Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, and I was like 8. That's like the
one. It's like a combination of Underground and Hot Pursuit, where it's like gangs in the city, and like you're in a gang, and you gotta street race them, and you gotta street with the bosses for like pinks. But at the same time, you can get like cops called on you mid race, or in free roam, and you just like fuck with the cops and stuff. It was like a combination of Underground and Hot Pursuit.
Okay,
it's literally what it was.
Yes, okay,
it was really good.
But
and the multiplayer was still great.
Do you
too.
Think like? When Battlefield, so to me, I think I'm trying to think of like the bit, like Wolfenstein 2. Like that's a big game that like has a lot of, you know, media coverage. A lot of people are very interested in it.
That's
and it's very creative. And it's very fun.
Where the people who have creative authority retain that creative authority and are still able to do so. It's a unique because of the studio. If that game was at EA, it would not be as unique as it is.
That's what I'm saying. So like
actually, it just wouldn't. EA would never pick it up because it would never want to touch up. It would just never want to touch an IP like that. I don't think.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's. I think it's one thing to want to make a profitable game. I think if you want to go into a game and make it profitable, fine. That's like your prerogative. You can do that. Mm-hmm. I think the issue becomes when it comes to industries like movies and gaming and books. So the issue is it's a creative industry. You know, it's meant to be creative. It's meant to be, you know, your ideas and these stories. Now it's interesting that I feel like what happens is people go, okay, you know, Marvel is in. So let's keep doing that until we no longer make money on it.
Although Spider-Man looks really fucking good.
Yeah.
So.
But what I'm saying is like, you know, but I think if that Spider-Man game is going to be good, not because it's Spider-Man, but because
it's
like,
a
look,
good game, yeah.
Like they're going to say, okay, people like Spider-Man. Yes. But can we also make a good game? If we make a good game, that goes a lot farther.
It's like with the Lego movie. It's like,
yeah.
Like, yes, it's a giant fucking commercial,
but, it's also
but they
good.
Didn't forget to make a movie also.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there's,
which is why Emoji Movie is bad. And I have the unfortunate state of knowing that 3 people in my family watched it this weekend with their kids.
Oh, no.
Because I saw statuses that were like,
we're
at
loving-
home with, I'm not going to name my cousins or like
at home
second
cousins'
names.
Watching the Emoji
like,
Movie.
Like, oh, it's at home with blank and blank, like spending time with the kids and then like
watching the
Emoji
Movie.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh,
the quintessential,
no.
The peak of modern art.
I'm like, no!
That's what I'm saying, I think a movie about emojis could be good, but I remember...
They just didn't make a movie.
Yeah.
They just made an ad, that's what they
like,
did.
I remember looking at it, I'm like, this isn't good. Like, that's the thing, like...
The entire movie is just cashing in on the sponsors, and then just, like,
yeah.
Making a plot and playing through the plot, but it's not actually making a movie.
That's just, I think what happens is people... Like, I think people look at Call of Duty and go... Call of Duty's washed up. And I go, it's not washed up. There's no reason why it's washed. There's no reason why a Call of Duty game can't be good.
Right.
To
yeah,
me,
that's great. Phrasing.
Yeah, to me, it's Call of Duty is just no longer trying to push a boundary anymore.
Yeah, it's
like, Call of Duty has never, like, it has not pushed a boundary in a couple games. Like, I looked at, I was watching Call of Duty World War II, and I was like, this campaign is nothing different. This campaign is exactly like every other Call of Duty campaign that I've played. It does all, it hits all the same beats. It does everything that it's supposed
the
to
The other
do.
Problem is the fact that, like, So they're a box, primarily lane-based, first-person, fast-paced shooter game.
Yes.
Which means that after so many titles, there's only so much you can actually do to innovate before it's not Call of Duty, and then it doesn't become brand safe. Because then the argument is, then you have your fan base divided between, oh, great, you did something new, and this isn't Call of Duty.
That's it. Like,
that's the problem they're in.
Like, they have the new game mode. They're like, our new game mode, war. It's objectives with vehicles. I'm like, oh, Battlefield? I'm like, go play Battlefield.
Hey, where's the EA credit?
That's what I'm saying. They're like, we have this new game mode where, like, it's
I think you misspelled Rush.
Yeah. It's just like, they're like, oh, we have objectives and, like, players will fight.
Is this Galactic Conquest? Where's Darth Maul?
Like, they're going to come forward and be like, oh, you can now jump out of a plane. You can't do that before. Play Battlefield!
Medal of Honor Airborne!
But what's interesting, but...
Really? Nothing? Come on! Sorry, I literally gave you everything you ever could have wanted.
I was thinking of my point.
I'm so distracted.
Well, so interesting, my roommate bought Assassin's Creed. Connor. He bought Assassin's Creed Origins.
I heard it's really good.
That's what he's saying. He's sitting there playing this game.
The gameplay is really, really good.
He's playing it, and he goes, I want to hate this game more than anything on the planet. I want it to be bad. I want to be like, I want to complain about...
You're just giving me all the good things I want to hear right now.
He's like, I want it to suck. And then he goes, oh, but it's great. He goes, it's a great game.
Yes! He's like, I'm so excited to play this game for Christmas.
He's like, oh my God, it's good. I love it. It's designed. Like, he only plays games that he likes. Like, he's not going to sit down and play a game even though he bought
as
it.
As opposed to a masochist like yourself who plays whatever.
But, like, he just sits down for hours. He's like, I love playing this game. And I said that. I go, that's impossible.
Thank you, Connor.
Like, it's Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is shite. Like, it's not good. And he goes, no, he goes, I know. He goes, I know it's not. I know Assassin's Creed's not good. And I know Ubisoft's not good. But, like, it's a good game.
Ubisoft isn't that bad.
True. Okay, I do appreciate Ubisoft. But like I said, like, when Ubisoft is coming off of, like, The Division and, like, Ghost Recon, like, all these other games, you're like, oh, my God, Ubisoft, get together. And then it comes out with, like, Assassin's Creed Origins, and that's the game that does it. Like, that's the new big one. Like, this is it. We made a good game. Like, it's incredible. I remember sitting there watching him do it, and I was like, damn. This does look pretty fun.
Yes!
This does look...
This is everything I need to know.
Because what's interesting is it's completely different. Like, it's a new game. It has this leveling system. It has this RPG elements.
Yeah, here the RPG is actually super strong.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it added all this stuff where I'm like, I didn't even know I wanted that. And I didn't even know, like, why'd they do that. And
why else? Because they're double dipping on the actual thing that matters, the world you're playing the assassin in.
Yeah, and that's what
Except for I actually care about the Desmond story, all you fucks.
Oh, yeah. Do you care about the animus stuff?
I care about all... Here's the thing. I cared about it until after 3. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going to happen next? And then it's like, nothing happened. And then the end of Black Flag, it's like, oh, shit, stuff is happening. And then after Black Flag, they're just like, nope. And I'm just like, but the...
I think
what?
I think Assassin's Creed is one of... I think it has... It might have the weirdest story I've ever heard.
I think if they didn't make Watch Dogs, you would have had the proper Assassin's Creed IRL.
Yeah?
Like, modern time.
I
it's just my Watch Dogs. And I'm like...
I remember, like, playing Assassin's Creed. I was like, wow, where are they going to go with this? And I remember playing Assassin's Creed 4. I'm like, I don't even think they like this animus stuff. I think they're just stuck in it. They're like... I think they had an idea, and they're like, okay, we're going to, like, run with this. And then, like, everyone... Like, instead of, like, solving the first problem, they just added, like, 8 more.
No, they didn't. They solved the problems.
In the first one?
The first one is just, like, it's supposed to stand alone.
No. Like, to me, like, the first one is, like, they at the end, you see, like, all the hieroglyphics. It's like, okay, there's going to be a second one. And the second one, like, solves, like, some issues, but, like, introduces more. And, like, I feel like every one solves a little bit.
No, it's about change. It's not about new issues. It's that this, it's all about secrecy. So, it's like... The first one, it's like, oh, Abstergo is trying to find a power, like a powerful object. And now it's like, oh, no, Abstergo, there's something else here that isn't just Abstergo. And then it's like, oh, there's a whole civilization. It's like, okay, so what the fuck are they about? And then it's like, oh, some of them are fucking evil too, and that's why we have Abstergo. Like,
to me, I go, this
is. My point is, like, it isn't unrelated.
I think they could have had all of the same story. But just take out the fact you're an animus and just make you like... To me, it's just like, why are we over here? Why can't we just be an assassin? Why was that all? Because
the original endgame, it's so... Even though they didn't do it, the original endgame is, okay, here's the last game. And you're just Desmond Miles in New York City being a fucking assassin.
You will
That's
never
the point.
I'm pretty sure he's no... I don't know. He's
no, like, I mean, originally. Yeah. The original thing was like, okay, you're just going to be an assassin, IRL, and that's it. And then I'm like,
yeah,
no.
I don't know why they were... I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what
I remember Revelations.
Revelations was like meh, but like, it was a good story.
But they had like you running around as Desmond like...
No, that's three.
Was that three? Where you get to like hunt for stuff outside of the is that the third one?
You get to go around the temple and then you get TP'd to like smaller areas like a basketball game I think or something like that or like a boxing match.
That's the
like,
third one
in like the stadium. That's three.
I thought it was Revelations. Okay, that's
three. No, Revelations doesn't do that. Revelations is the last one for Ezio where he like gets old and marries that girl.
I think then
like Desmond talks to Ezio.
To me, if you play Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, Revelations, actually Revelations kind of stank. But like,
Revelations is like isn't bad. It's just like it's a Call of Duty problem. Where they
I think
innovate.
Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood are two solid.
Two
games.
Is the best story. Brotherhood is the best gameplay.
I play Assassin's Creed 2. And I think
three is the underdog that everyone hates. But I'm like,
three is garbage.
Yo, three is like
don't
not
get me
bad. My
don't
one
get
friend,
me started on
so
three.
My one friend got three right. My one friend Aiden, shout out to Aiden, got three right. And I'm like, oh, we got over Christmas break, and then like, I get back, I'm like, hey, did you beat it? Because I beat it. I just turned through. I'm like, oh my god, like I had to, because I have kind of bias because I also love the Revolutionary War. I fucking love.
Oh, that, I mean, I remember my brother beat it, and he was like my brother loved Assassin's Creed, and he was like the third was best one. I'm like, okay, game
but,
garbage.
So and he's like, nah, man, like I gave up. That game's shit. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yes,
I'm like, what do you
shit.
Mean? He's like, I played for like 3 hours as Nathan Kenway, and then it just reset me because none of it mattered. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you didn't follow the objectives. He's like, well, I wanted to do side quests. I'm like, there literally weren't any side quests. Like, you were just exploring. Didn't the part that there were no side quests give you a red flag? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, whose fault is that?
Oh, wait, so he didn't go past, like, the Kenway part?
Like, he's like, you know what? I want to explore this world. So he was just, like, looking around. I guess there was maybe, like, a few cycles.
Oh, wait,
like,
so he, like, explored...
As Kenway. He did all this shit as Kenway and got all this money and, like, I guess... I don't know what he did exactly. He just played for 2 hours as Kenway when the Kenway part's only, like, a 40-minute part.
I actually find it...
And then he reset his counter. He's like, I don't even want to play. He didn't even play it. He didn't even play through it. He's
I'm
like,
imagining
I'm
someone... Like spend hours playing as Kenway, like making all. Like, I'm imagining him going through the entire like he sets up a business, does all that stuff, and like in the tutorial part, that's hysterical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's actually hysterical.
I'm just like, I mean, he's mad because he didn't follow the game, and I'm like,
that's really funny, actually.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to share. I thought you would love that
because I remember I did that with Far Cry 3. I did everything on the first island. I was like, oh boy, I can't wait to beat this game. And I was like, all right, mission. And it goes, new island. I said, fuck you.
But here's the thing, you actually get value from doing that, though.
That's true, but I remember I spent like all this time. Like
there were side quests and things like, you were doing. There's not actually any quest for him to do.
And no, because I just thought like the island, I thought the game was done. I was like mentally prepared for it to be done. And I was like, this is great. I did all the radio towers. I was so annoying. And it's like, new island. I said, fuck you. Like, I'm done. And Shadow of Mordor did the same thing. I was like, yes, we're in Mordor. I got all the artifacts. Well, I don't know why it says 7 out of 12, but I'll figure that out later. And it just goes, new island. I'm like, fuck. I don't want to do this again.
It'd be good if you didn't feel like you were doing the same thing again, but you are.
I wish it just told me. Why can't you just tell me there's two? Because I think, could I do everything in the first one?
Well, I mean, it was kind of obvious that there was two.
Yeah, I should have known. But like, I remember Far Cry 3 did it. I was livid. I was like, I'm done not playing this game.
So what's the moral of the story?
I think to me the moral of the story is, I think when I, even though, like, I may hate the fact whatever you add to your game or change in your game, like, I think Titanfall 2 is my Titanfall 1 is my top 5 games of all time. Like, I love Titanfall 1. Titanfall 2, I can't stand it. I can't play it. I think Titanfall 2 made a lot of good changes. It made all the changes I wanted to do, but I think it took away what made it Titanfall. And that, to me, is what I'm trying to get at is, you know, they're like, okay, Titanfall 1 was pretty successful, you know, but what made it tick? And then I remember people being like, get rid of all the grunts in it. I'm like, that's what makes it Titanfall.
Right.
And they're like, I don't know, it's like, it's too chaotic and too fast.
Get rid of the grunts. Bitch, you a grunt.
They're like, the game is too fast. I can't keep track of what's going on. I'm like, then grow the fuck up. It's Titanfall, bitch.
Get a pair of balls, a new pair of fucking gunners, and get good.
I'm like, look at the lore. It says 99% of the pilots scrub out, okay? 1% over here. I was top pilot every game. Fucking ate that shit up. I played Titanfall. Titanfall is the only first person shooter.
You don't say MMO.
Like, yeah, first person I got into. I was like, I'll play this game all day, every day. And But then when Titanfall 2 came out, and they're like, okay, no more grunts. We're going to slow it down. We're going to do, like, third person, get into your Titan, third person. Who the fuck's idea? I will find who the fuck did that. I remember seeing that shit, and I was like, no. Like, I remember watching the first Titanfall, and I'm like, this game's going to be shitty. And then the Titan came down, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of interested, but you're still going to be shitty. And then the Titan picked him up and put him inside. I was like, okay, best game ever. I'm sorry, best game ever. Like, I'll buy it. I bought it. That was it. I bought it for, I don't know what the gameplay was. I saw a robot come down, pick me up in first person and put me inside him. And I was like, yeah.
Get in my belly!
And then I saw Titanfall 2 and I said, oh boy, they're gonna do it again. And it went,
oh boy, 3 a.m.
I said, all right, here we go. Get in my Titan. They said, third person, deep. I said, all right, nope, give me that disc, please. And I'm gonna find out who made this game and kill you. Because that.
Well, okay, we're not. That's not.
No, no, we're not. Thing. But. It was just. You know, that to me is one of this. You know,
that's the moral, folks. Is all
just,
that.
Just don't. You know, don't take away what makes your game. But, you know, I don't feel like the issue is I feel like people go, okay, people aren't going to like what I'm doing, or people might not like these new ideas. And if you think like that, you're never going to make a new idea. You know, if everyone thought like that, then, you know, you don't get the iPhone. You don't get these new ideas because, you know, people, again, I think we say it all the time here is people don't know what they like. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want in a new game. I want you, the designer, to say, I have this idea, and I want to put it in game form. Because to me, I think that's what, with anything you watch or play or do, you know, as if I think if the person who's doing it is passionate and, like, enjoys it, you will, I think, still enjoy yourself. Because you can see that someone did something that they care about. Like, when I play Cuphead, even if I didn't like, even if it's hard as shit and, like, the gameplay is fun, I'm like, this game could be 2 hours long. But these people, just, I can tell the person who made it loves it and, like, put all of their all into it, that I go, okay, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to enjoy this game purely because the person who made it, like, put so much love and thought into it. Whereas I play a game like Call of Duty World War II, I'm like, you just did your job. Like, you just did purely what you had to do to get this out the door. You didn't sit there and go, I love this game and I want it to be everything I want it to be. You know why I know that? Because the servers are fucked down. How is servers down? And that's your job. Like, there's a beta for that reason. It was like, they said, okay, let's server test. All right, guys, well, let's just turn all those off when the game actually comes out. Are you fucking 2017, 2,000 years of civilization. You can't get a fucking
server. Hey, I don't want flying cars in the future, 2017. Why the fuck are the servers down?
I was watching 2001 Space Odyssey like 2 nights ago. I'm like, I don't know what you thought was going to happen to Kubrick, because I can't get Call of Duty to fucking work. You think we're going to be flying spaceships 16 years ago? Fuck that. The fucking game doesn't work. This company that's made a Call of Duty game every year for 15 years can't get their fucking shit together. For the 12th time. This happens every time. I don't get it. It's like a thing. People are like,
it's like a ritual.
People are like, oh wow, the servers are down.
Can't wait for these servers to go down.
That happens every day. That's like the movie theater burning down when it comes out. That's like you going to the movies and it might not work. And they just go, oh well, that happens every time. They don't have the movie.
Many seats are filled, I guess.
I'll just go wait a week to watch the movie.
Oh my God,
that's like paying for your movie ticket, and they go, the movie comes out in like a fucking week. Fucking done.
That's
fucking
pre-order.
Done with you, Call of Duty. Fucking done. I've been done with you for 5 years. That was officially Assassin's Creed. You're back. I'm playing you now.
At least it wasn't GTA. We're like, we're gonna delay it by a week to make sure we have everything ready, and it's down.
And it's down. I will never understand how your servers go down.
Okay, in their defense, there was a shit more like people trying to end up playing
GTA,
that game.
Yeah, shopping. GTA. Got Call of Duty. How Call of Duty goes.
No beta test. And the game ended up breaking every fucking record before the servers went live. And then they went live, they're like, oh, I hope this fucking works. Oh, God, it didn't work!
Call of Duty goes, well, we had a lot more people that, you're fucking Call of Duty. Everyone buys your game. I don't understand.
You have one job, and that is to make sure all these stupid fucking people that want to buy your fucking game can play your fucking game.
That's like the guy who runs like the Super Bowl stadium going, like, why are all these people here? Like, what's going on?
Wait, there's two T's in the facility?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, he's like sitting there like an hour.
We only got half the paint down.
He goes, I got a keg for the Super Bowl. And they're like, dude, there's a million people come for this? There are? I had no idea. This is only it's only our 50th time doing it. Like, I didn't know all these people were coming. Like, Call of Duty World War II goes, wait, we need a really good ad campaign?
Wait, we need more than one camera? What about the one that just crossed the field? What do you mean that's not enough?
Good thing we didn't bait at the fucking test.
Good thing we didn't go and buy actual... Oh, we bought TV ads. Oh, fuck.
God, I can't stand this goddamn industry. They're fucking done.
Fucking Activision.
I'm gonna go do the book. This is a new book podcast.
And we're releasing Destiny on PC.
Fucking cancer.
That's like a book running out of ink. Like, just you're reading a book and the...
It starts fading slowly.
I don't know, there's so many pages.
There's like a little sticky note on like the one page. It's like, too many words, sorry.
The author comes out. I didn't know everyone would finish the book. I didn't know they want to read all of it.
It's basically Game of Thrones. Basically Game of Thrones.
You like my... I guess I'll write another one.
Oh,
sure.
Fuck, there has to be a winner. Fuck, who's bending the knee?
Oh, yeah, I do it. That to me, I feel like some people... fuck, gaming industry.
Fuck, we got really in there. I'm not regretting it, but we got really far in there.
I love gaming. I love it all. But, God, fuck damn. Like, it's just stupid shit. Like, when servers go down, it's just stupid shit like that. Like, why can't... No Man's Sky.
Apparently, Call of Duty Day 1 patch was, like, also insane.
Like, No Man's Sky, center of the universe, we'll spit you out, because that's what we're going to do. Fuck.
Yeah, we couldn't actually model something in the center, so we just reset you.
Assassin's Creed 3, let's do a 4-hour-long tutorial. Fuck you.
No. It isn't that long, that's the point.
Assassin's Creed, welcome back. Assassin's Creed Origins, apparently you're good. I'm never going to play you, but apparently you're good.
I'll play you. I'm excited.
He'll play you.
I'll
give you one. You got one, Ubisoft. You got one on me.
You got
Assassin's
one.
Creed Origins
is
good.
You did good, kid. You did good.
Ghost Recon Wildlands still stanky, though.
It's called... Oh, wait, no. It's the football commercial where, like, the guy gives the jersey to the kid, but it's Call of Duty walking off the field, and the kid at Assassin's Creed Origins, hey, kid.
He
throws him Game of the Year, and it's like, good job.
It's like Homefront.
Well, Homefront had a different developer, though.
I remember playing Homefront. I go, who the fuck allowed this to go out? Who let this go out? Who looked at that and said, all right, guys,
wait, we're talking about the bad one, not the original one. That's because it was different devs.
I remember just playing the second one with you. I go, I'm like, who let this out the door?
Legit, we're actually having fun with how janky it is in the game. The second we stop hitting record, he literally started to be like, who the fuck said we could put this out? I'm just like, it was so good, it wasn't just me.
Like, what guy was like, all right, yeah, we're good, send it out. Sir, there's no animations. Like, that's fine, just send it out.
Sir, our main character is an old man. Yeah, his name is Martin. Put him out there, he's a fucking gangbanger.
Sir, we have two missions and neither of them work. That's perfectly fine.
That's fine.
Send it out there.
Sir, we still got Thomas the Dank Engineer in our game. Totally cool. Korea, I think Korea would have that.
Dude, it's a beta. So the game comes out next week.
sir, the game is coming out next week. Oh.
Like, that's my favorite.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm just gonna go. You guys stay here. No reason why I'm leaving. I'm just gonna make my way.
That is my favorite thing about betas. People are like, they're gonna fix it. I'm like, the game comes out fucking tomorrow. Like, this isn't a beta. This is the fucking game.
Remember Halo? God, fucking Halo. Halo did it right. It was like, we're about the Halo Reach beta 6 months before it comes
out. That's what
I'm
talking about. Okay, I played a recent beta where I was like, there has to be more in the game. And
God,
I'm
going to do so many fucking level things.
I remember playing the Battlefront beta. I'm like, I can't wait to see what else is in this game. And I got the game. And I was like, oh,
that's the game.
I'm like, that was the game.
Someone actually just released the entire game, or at least what it was.
Someone just gave me the game. It was like, oh, I hope you like it. Because
Battlefront 2, I can't wait to play the game. The crates are the game. Okay.
I love the beta. Tell us what's wrong with it, because this is what you're going to get anyway. Like, wow, thanks. That is everything that's wrong with the game. Well, it's gonna come out tomorrow, but thanks for letting us know beforehand what's wrong, so we can get ready to send you all those emails later.
I wish you could just put the second half of the podcast at the front, because it's so funny, but that's not how this works.
It's just stupid shit, dude. Like, that's 2017.
We just have a podcast where we just yell about things.
Like, that's 2017.
Just have an episode where it's like just the yelling podcast where we just yell about everything that's wrong.
Like, it's just stupid shit. Like, God.
2017, it's stupid shit. And 2018 is not going to be better.
Let's say, 2017, it's the year of just. That's
2016,
stupid.
All your celebrities are dead. 2017, they're still dead, but now shit's
it's
stupid.
It's like when I play XCOM and my soldier's 94% hit chance, I fucking miss. Like, I what? 94%?
That's how it works, though.
Yeah, it's 94%. And you miss. It's the fucking worst. I was going to say, that's 2017 nutshell. 2017 was 94% chance that we missed.
Hey, 2018, we're probably getting official Age of Empires re-release, so
that'd be pretty wild. That's what I'm saying, dude.
I'm down for that.
Is there a second half? Was that the second half?
No, I have a topic.
Oh, okay, we're getting into that. Okay.
I just meant like I wish I could just start from the. Oh ranting, no, that's fine. I knew the ranting was funny as shit.
Yeah, I knew that there was more. I was like, we just went on a long tangent.
I know. So. I know. It was good. It was entertainment. Good. Listen, if I was a viewer, I'd be very entertained.
I can't wait to watch it.
Sign us the fuck out, man.
I'm Jack Barron. You can follow us on Facebook at Your Entertainment Network Team. Yes. Follow me on Twitter at The Red Baron.
And I'm at The Mighty Mike.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Your Entertainment Network.
Yes.
Right?
No,
Your E-Network.
I don't know. Link's in the description down below.
Exactly. But
he's really bad at this.
Did I say I'm Jack Barron? I'm Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles.
And it's time to power down.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.